Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. Today on the show, I'm joined with another friend of mine by the name of Reese Griesman. He's a very interesting guy. He's got a lot to tell people about his life and where he's been in his travels from moving from one place to another. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studio Stories. Today, I'm joined with Reese Gassman, a friend of mine from the ASD Life Coaching Services. So welcome to the show, Reese.
Hello. Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get to the questions at hand.
All right. So I've been living here in Phoenix for about almost 2 or 3 years. It's been great. I've been enjoying the weather, being able to see what's going on in Scottsdale, and I've been able to see a lot of great bands. It's been great.
So how long have you been diagnosed with ASD?
I'm probably going to say, I can't get exact numbers. I'm going to just roll a dart and say 10 years, maybe. I don't know.
When you were diagnosed, how did it affect your life?
It didn't like affect it hard. It was, they had like help. Like I had like the, so like in elementary school, they had like a help person, if I had like a question or I'm stuck on something, like, oh, here's what you do. Or they help, kind of like that kind of support system in elementary school, which was nice. Cause it's like, oh yeah, they just go, oh, having trouble reading. Oh, here's, they help sound out the word. And yeah, because that was my main problem. Like, I had the worst time trying to read, because reading's a bitch.
Amen to that. Did you have any problems growing up with your ASD?
No. I mean, I had good friends, elementary school and all that. And then, we moved there, and then I went homeschooled for a while, and then made great friends there too. Then after that, we moved to California, made a lot of good friends, and one of my great buddies, Alex, he showed me metal, and I was like, thank you. And he recently got like a nice spawn tattoo done by his mom, because his mom's a tattoo artist. She's good. She's pretty good.
Anyways, where did you grow up?
I would definitely say grew up in California, early childhood. It was like California. And then a couple years later, we moved to Minneapolis for like 2 years. Then we stuck in Michigan for about 8 years. And then we moved back to Cal. And then my mom and dad got divorced. And then my sister went to LA area. And then me and my dad went to Phoenix. Well, I went to Phoenix, and then he went and bought a house in Scottsdale and all that. So that's where we're at now.
All right. What motivates you, inspires you, and drives you? In other words, what makes Reese Reese?
Just being myself and being a good person, man. Because there's so many people who are just so, it's like, you gotta be nice to people and respect them. I listen to metal, and it's like, I love the metal community because they're such nice people. It's so amazing, because a lot of other groups treat each other like utter crap. It's horrible and sad.
All right. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
Ooh, I got a lot of compliments on I'll either get on, it's like, oh, that shirt's amazing. Or they're like, oh, your vest is amazing. Yeah, no, a lot of good compliments.
All right. What's your biggest failure, and what did you ever learn from it? What did you learn from that experience?
Ooh, I would have to say, like, learning people's boundaries. It's like, you know, when you're younger, you're like, oh, I don't know boundaries. What are boundaries? Now, and then you learn, you go, yeah, because I'm very careful at shows because I'm like, I don't want to, you know, make a girl go, whoa, this guy's being creepy. You got to be nice. You got to just give him space.
All right. Or, tell me about three influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
Ooh, I would definitely say my dad because he's, you know, organized, very top of things. I would also say that, like, metal definitely helped me, like, just be myself and not give in to anything like religion or anything, just being myself and being a good person.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Probably, like, you know, when I'm at work, I'm just doing what needs to be done because it ain't going to do itself.
Okay. Finish the sentence. I'm at my best when
I'm very focused.
Okay. If you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him about where you are now in life?
That, I would say to my 18-year-old self, just be prepared because, like, once you go past 18, it's such a different world. It is such a different world.
That's so true. If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
It would be, I would put the metal community is the best community because we support, like, LGBT+. We support everyone because we care. Because we're all outsiders. We understand that.
All right. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years?
Better than it is now. God.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Ooh, history. History was so fun.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I do like seeing people, but sometimes I like to be by myself.
Okay. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
Probably, like, my kindness and, like, just being there for people. They need it.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got to where you are now in life?
Learning how to take care of myself, learning, you know, like, the basics, like, cooking and all that, cleaning, like, just learning the basics of, oh, I own this property. I need to learn everything about it.
All right. Now we're going to the fun stuff. What is your favorite word?
Ooh. Definitely cheese, because I just love cheese, man. Cheese is so
good. What's your least favorite word?
I don't know. I think of one.
Okay, we can go back to that. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
If it's like a creative song or it's an emotional song, like, I understand that emotion. Just like the creativeness. Like, because this band Killswitch Engage, like, they write songs about anxiety. They just let you go, hey, I felt this and I've gone through this. Let me help you.
All right. What turns you off?
Probably if someone's talking, like, negative, or they just start going into a crazy conversation, I'm like, okay, bye.
All right. What's your favorite cuss word?
Ooh, definitely fuck. Fuck's a good one.
What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of live bands, man. Just hearing the crowd. It's amazing.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I hate hearing ambulances. It's like, okay, thank you.
What is your favorite color?
Ooh, definitely black, green, and red. Ooh.
What is your least favorite color?
I would have to... maybe... Yeah, no. I don't know.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Just maybe... Maybe working at a record store. I love records.
All right. What profession other own would you not want to attempt?
Anything to do with like cook, like being a chef or working at a restaurant. The stress levels, man.
All right. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I want to say welcome.
When you arrive at heaven, who would you like to meet?
Ooh, that's a good. I would love to meet probably Lemmy Kilmister, man, from Motorhead. It's like he was such a party animal.
All right. If you can sit down with one historical character or figure in life, who would it be?
Ooh. Ooh, I don't know.
All right. And finally, what books would you recommend my audience read?
Ooh, I don't really read.
All right, and that is it, everybody. Reese Gassman, ASD client, and one hell of a nice guy.
Thank you.
No problem. Talk to you next time, Reese.
All right. Peace.